Well, we thank you and we praise you tonight. Thank you for your presence in our life, in the life of your church and your people. Thank you for gathering us once again to worship you and to save you and to do what is right and good. Thank you for all that we are able to achieve the whole day, from morning till now. Thank you for you have blessed the work of our hands. We bless you, magnify you. And we pray, O God, that you bless our worship tonight, bless the songs, time for prayer, and the message in the name of Jesus. I pray for your blessing upon your church, upon all each and every member and worker and pastors and leader of the church. I pray, empower them and fill them with the Holy Spirit to go on and save you, to preach your word and to proclaim your will to the people who are in need of your word, who need correction and advice, who need the direction from your word in the name of Jesus. I pray you bless our school and the students and their families in the name of Jesus. I pray also, God, all the congregation, Lord, the family that has been expanding in UAE, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, and Syria, Indonesia, Philippines, Sri Lanka, India, Australia, America. We pray, O Lord, for all the workers to be filled with the Holy Ghost, to be inspired to go on and preach the gospel in the name of Jesus, to preach to the lost, to bring souls into your kingdom. I pray also, Lord, remove any hindrances from before us to come against the work of David. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us the spiritual gift to evangelize, to teach, to exhort, to rebuke, to announce your will to the people, to lay hand on sick people and get healed, do miracles in the name of Jesus, so the people will know who you are and they will know that we are your servant. Oh God, we pray for your provision and whatever needs, whether spiritual, material needs, we trust that, Lord, you will provide. And we pray also, God, for protection for all our brothers and sisters, the workers, oh Lord, in this church and other congregations and churches who belong to you, those who are faithful, to protect us and protect them from coronavirus in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you once again. Oh God, you lead us today into worship. Bring us to the most holy place. Comfort us. Give us peace and joy so that we continue to serve you and do the work of yours. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Yes, O God, hear our prayer. Hear the prayer of your children.
Hear our prayer. We are your children.
Yeah.
Yes, you are here, O God. You are dwelling, O God, in our praises. We thank you, God. We thank you for the comfort and the peace and the joy that we receive from you. Presence in our life. We come with ourselves, Lord, to continue to serve you, doing the mandates to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe everything you commanded us. Thank you, God. And I pray, O Lord, you know the message, not my lips, let your word be clear to your church and to your people. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us be seated. Time to collect our tithes and offering unto the Lord. God loves the cheerful giver. And as we bring our tithes to Him and our offering, that's what we do for Him. And as we honor Him with our first fruit, the Lord will open the windows of heaven and bless us, and He will rebuke the devourer. And we will truly see no place to keep the blessings of God. I always, my prayer, in whatever circumstances, Lord, I never fail to bring to you what is due for you. I trust to God that you open the windows of heaven and you bless me, and I trust you, God, that I will find no more place to keep your blessing. And I trust you, Lord, that you will rebuke the devourer and the pestilence in my life, and all the nations will see that I am blessed by you. Oh God, I pray and thank you for my brothers and sisters who brought to you as a due for you from tithes and offering and first fruit. Open the windows of heaven and bless them in the name of Jesus, that by faith they will have no place to keep your blessing, and rebuke the devours and pestilence in their life in the name of Jesus. I pray also that all nations will notice and see that they are blessed by you. Lord, bless this amount of money and use it to reach the lost. Let your anointing and wisdom upon the person and the personnel who will handle this money, that they will put it into the direction that you ordain it to be. We thank you, Master. We bless you, magnify you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Revelation, chapter 19. And we read from verse 1 to verse 9. Chapter 19 is the wedding supper of the Lamb. And it is like wedding. And the church, one of the names of the church in the Bible is the bride. The church of Jesus is the bride. It's the bride of Jesus, and Jesus is the groom. Let's read and meditate. We have finished chapter 17 and 18, where the mother of the prostitutes, Babylon, the mystery, Babylon, the mystery, had been thrown down and destroyed, and now come to the end of the period of tribulation, and the Lord is going to move down to Israel. And let's read. And after these things, I hear the great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and have avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they say, Hallelujah! And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah! And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah! for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is came, and his wife has made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Lord, thank you for this time, and with my lips, and with verses and statement. And Lord, declare your will to your church and your people. Oh Lord, I pray for sound teaching. I pray for encouragement for those who are obedient to you. I pray for conviction of the Holy Ghost upon those who are sinning, that they will repent, preparing themselves for your coming, for the wedding supper of the Lamb, that all of us were invited. Oh God, this time I pray, continue to prepare your church. Continue to clean your church. Use all the circumstances to rebuke us, to rebuke your church, to correct your church, to bring repentance and change in life for your church and your people. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. We adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Here, the first phase of the marriage supper of the Lamb is the preload. The praise and worship before the marriage is the introduction for the wedding supper of the Lamb. There is a great multitude, great voice of many people, much people, those who've been saved, those who are taken away during the rapture, and those who are saved during the period of the tribulation. They are proclaiming the salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. That's our praise and song even today. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. It means that among them also the Jewish people, they finally accept Christ and they are included with God's church. Hallelujah. For the true, and they are proclaiming in this introduction of praise and worship to that marriage, the marriage between the church, that is the bride of Jesus, and the groom, that's our Lord Jesus Christ. They are proclaiming true and righteous are his judgments, all that the Lord did in judging the harlots in chapter 17 and 18 is true and just and correct. He's righteous in his judgment, for he had judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth. He judged her because it corrupted the earth, caused fornication, greed, and all kind of sin. It is true that his judgment upon her, and had avenged the blood of his servant at her hand. That or that prostitute, that people who follow the devil and deceived by the devil and desire to go along the devil and not willing to repent, they had killed many saints, and the Lord here had avenged the blood of the saints. God is our God, is God of justice, and he will do what is right and correct, and that's what he say here. And had avenged the blood of his servant at her hand. And again they said, hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever, as the smoke of the burning of the destruction upon the mother of harlot mystery Babylon. The mystery had been burned, and the smoke come up to heaven. The praise and worship is the praising our Lord, and that is the introduction for the wedding supper of the Lamb. And the four and 20 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. The 24 elders, the whole church, and those spiritual body, the four beasts, all of them, they joined together in the worshiping and honoring the Lord. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, commanding to praise our God, to give him the glory for all his victory. For ye, his servant, and ye that fear him, both small and great. Here, everyone is called to praise the Lord, those who serve God, whether small or great, whoever category they are called to serve the Lord, and they are commanded to fear God. We are commanded today to fear the Lord, to serve the Lord, to do what is right. We know that the Lord will judge the wicked finally. And finally, all of us, we are invited to that wedding supper. So from now, we need to prepare ourselves. Verse 6, and I hear, as it were, the voice of the great multitude. Now here the bride of Jesus is called to be entering now into the scene, the chair that made herself ready. And I hear, as it were, the voice of the great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Here the church, the bride of Jesus, is entering with the praise and worship, and declaring that God is mighty, that the Lord reigns, He is omnipotent, He is the Lord God, He is our Savior, He is our Redeemer, He is the one who is reigning over all. Let us be glad and rejoice, going to glad and to be happy and rejoice. It is a wedding. He's going now to meet with the Lord. Long time we are longing for that moment. And give honor to Him. He deserves the honor. For the marriage of the Lamb has come. Here, now, the bride is entering, is introduced into the wedding hall and announcing that the marriage supper of the Lamb is here ready. His ready is come, and his wife has made herself ready. Now here's the point here, in the clue here of the entrance of the bride into the wedding hall is that his wife, the church, has made herself ready. In the book of Revelation chapter 2 and 3 we have read how the Lord had recommend each and every church how to repent and how to change, have to be corrected. He recommended to them the good things that they are doing, and also he rebuked them for the wrong things they were doing. And they were admonished, and those who accepted the admonishment and corrected themselves and repented, they made themselves ready. Now here's the point here. We need to prepare ourselves, to make ourselves ready. In the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 18, we can read the church in the Laodicea, how it been admonished to correct yourself. Say here, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Here he recommends the Lord three things for the church to prepare herself, to buy gold from him. You don't think that you are rich with money or rich by influence or relationship. You need to be rich in the Lord. That is the true richness that will last forever. And also get raiment from Him. The righteous acts of the saints are the raiments that we need to do, the right work, the work of God that God wants us to do. Take raiment, because we are naked if we don't do the work of God and the will of God and the righteous things that God wanted to do. We are naked, and that's why God wanted to get clothed from Him, to be ready. And also starve for your eyes. Sometimes you think that you have strong eyes, you can see, but you cannot see your nakedness, you cannot see your shortcomings, you cannot see that how you need to be more changed. That's your invitation for God, for the church to be ready. And we know that the church, when it's ready and changed, that is the church that will be able to meet the Lord when He will come, and we will be together in the wedding supper of the Lamb. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen. Let us hear the bride is coming on, because after she make herself ready with the work of God, when she did the will of God, she is coming inside with the majesty, with the glory of the Lord, arrayed in a fine linen, clean, without sin, without fault, without blemish, without wrinkle, and also clean and white. White meaning purity. She has no filthiness. She white means that she is faithful to her husband. She did not go to the world or other than Jesus Himself and His word. Clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And He said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Yes, they are blessed, and we will be blessed. We are called. That's why we need to be ready, because ahead of us is the blessing of the Lord. And He said unto me, these things are a true saying of God. The word of God speaks to us about the blessing that we will receive from the Lord when we make ourselves ready. We will receive a new name, and we will have the right to eat from the hidden manna. We can read that from Revelation chapter 2, verse 17, and what He said to the church at Pergamos. He said to them, those who overcome sin, overcome trials, overcome persecution and go into the narrow way, He told them, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth. The new name, or the new name of the adoption. You know, here the white stone, in the tradition, and previously in the court, those have been accused, if they had been justified and they are innocent, they were giving them white stone. And those who have been condemned, they will give them black stone. White stone, they are innocent, they are righteous. They have a new name on it. We are adopted into the family of God. We have a new name, the name of Christ on us. That is our family name. That is the new name, and also the hidden manna. You know, manna is a sweet and nutritional food. The hidden manna in this life, listen to me, when we have passing through the narrow way and wilderness and hunger and thirst, the Lord give us hidden manna every time, and then the Holy Spirit will come and visit us and comfort us, speak to us, He make us cry, He heal our wound, He give us comfort, and He give us also peace. That is the hidden manna that the world does not know it, but me and you, we know it. That as we overcome, we'll have a new name, and we'll receive justification, signed by a white stone and a hidden manna, a food for us, spiritual food for us, to go on with a victory. And also, what we will receive also a new name, and to be a pillar in the temple of God. That was the Lord promised to the church in Philadelphia, chapter 3 and verse 12. He told them, Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is now Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Now here's very clear. The pillar is not to support. God does not need support. But a pillar that will not come out from the temple of God, that will be inside, will not be lost. God will receive us and God will keep us with him forever throughout eternity. And we will be, and also mention the name of our God, that we serve the Lord. The name of Christ, that we serve Christ. And the name of the temple of God, we mention also on this pillar that we serve the church of God, we serve the Lord. We stood firm to trials. We did not compromise. We were willing to be persecuted. We were willing to be hated. We were willing to pass through hardship and trials, but we did not give up. We did not go back. So that's why all this memorandum will be written on the pillar that God had the promise for those who overcome. Further, what are the good promises? And that's why he said, blessed are those who are invited. This is the blessing of God that will be for us. We will receive a wedding garment, the white robe of righteousness, a wedding garment, and their name will not be blotted out from the book of life, that we can read what God promised to the church in Sardis. Chapter 3 and verse 5, he says, he that overcome, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Our name will not be blot out, will not be taken out from the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Now here, confirmation that the Lord will not blot out our name, and also he will acknowledge us before God the Father, before the angel of God. He will welcome us, he will welcome the bride that's coming inside the wedding hall. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And also, what else we going to receive? We will not be experience the second death. The church that is that is overcome and make itself ready will escape the second death in front of the white throne of judgment. There will be no second death. The wicked will go into second death, but the church that's ready, that make itself ready, will not go into the second death. In Book of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 11, what God promised to the church of Smyrna, who stood firm, he said, fear, he said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcome shall not be heard of the second death. And that is also what we can read in the book of Revelation, chapter 20 and verse 6, that we will escape from the second death. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So here we will have the privilege that we will escape the second death and we'll be with God and forever. And at the new heaven and the new earth, when after the white throne of judgment finished, that we'll discuss later on in chapter 21, 22, they will having the new heaven and new earth and new Jerusalem. There we will have again the tree of life. You know, but God promised the church at Ephesus that overcome, they will have again the tree of life. Adam and Eve, they were taken out, so they will not reach the tree of life, but the church that makes itself ready and overcome will be able to reach once again the tree of the tree of life, Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, the word of God says, he that an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcome will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And also we can read the same in book of in the book of Revelation chapter 22, where there is the tree of life in the midst of the city of God, in the midst of the city, and on the other side of the river was there the tree of life, Revelation chapter 22 verse 2, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So here we find that the privilege, once again we will reach the tree of life. The tree of life, Adam and Eve was cast out. Now once again, when we overcome, we will receive that privilege. What other privilege we will receive as we are ready? We will be seeing God and see the face of God, and His name will be on our forehead. That we can read in the book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 3 and 4. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him, and they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. All these are the privileges that God will give us, and also we will have Christ with us, who is the light and who is the star, as God promised to the church of Thyatira that overcome in book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 28. He said to the church of Thyatira, and I will give him the morning star. The morning star is the Lord Jesus Christ. In Revelation chapter 2, chapter 22, verse 5. You will read it? Chapter 22, and you will read that the Lord Jesus announced that He is the root of David and He is the morning star. in verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. So here what He promised to the church in Thyatira, He'll be fulfilling it. We will be with Christ, and He'll be our morning star with us. That's all it's going. Let's thank the Lord for His word. Let's thank the Lord that He admonishes us, corrects us, rebukes us. So we'll make ourselves ready. Christ is coming. With all babies in the world, Christ coming is imminent. And God wants us to be with Him. God wants us to escape the tribulation, to be ready so that at the rapture we are with Him. And we'll be spared all the tribulation that is on the earth. And we'll be also protected, and we'll be also guided well with Him and protected, and finally we'll receive all the promises of God. Yes, O God, we are here, all of us, lifting our hearts, our hands, and our life to you, committing ourselves to serve you, not seeing, focusing on the negative things in this world, not trials, but seeing your promises and what your word wants us to do. We commit ourselves to do exactly what the scriptures teach us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. your life to serve Him. Make yourself ready.
Here we are, giving you thanks for all you do, and as we pray and worship your holy name, yeah.
We bless you, Lord. Thank you for your assurance, your promises. Thank you for leading us to serve you. Thank you for calling us and inviting us to be with you forever. God, bless us in large of our territory. Let your hand with us and keep us from harm so that we may feel. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give your hand to the Lord.